I think the other part of the Josh Jacobs conversation that Joshy and I were having with Jason, and Chewy, you were obviously a part of that as well, is Jordan Love has been really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know not a lot of regular NFL fans understand EPA, Josh, but Jordan Love leads in EPA.
I could describe it really quickly.
Please,
the way people
understand. Do so.
It takes down, distance, time on the play clock, and where you are located on the field. And it rates how each quarterback performs via the league average. So historical data is used dating back years that in this exact situation, down, distance, place on the field, and where you are with the clock, what typically does a player do in that situation? So that measures the difference of it, and being positive in it and leading the league in it means you're having probably one of the best statistical years when you correct for all that stuff.
Why can't they just have one metric? Like, I'm on ESPN right now, and they got QBR.
Yep, which is ESPN stat.
And they got RTG.
Which is quarterback rating.
Yes.
Which is, like, the, give me which is one what you're metric. Used to. You're used to, like, quarterback rating. That's, like, the classic.
Yeah.
That's been there forever. It's not perfect. Same thing. I know Craig Karmazin is a huge believer in QBR. I tend not to trust it as much just because I don't know how it's calculated.
Right.
Yeah. ESPN is very protective of how they calculate it. And how they and what they weigh. I know they weigh the fourth quarter and what happens in the fourth quarter hugely, which, again, made me a lesser proponent for the stat because there were a couple of times where Aaron Rodgers, having great years, they would have games wrapped up in the fourth quarter, and he's behind because, well, somebody like Brett Favre probably would have been great for QBR because he had great fourth quarters and those great fourth quarter comebacks and those interceptions he threw in the second quarter that dug you the hole, like, are discounted.
Like a perfect metric where you could add five more receptions because there were five drops, right? Right? Because that shouldn't be, it affects Love's number, but it really shouldn't.
So some places do correct for that in different stats where it's like completion percentage over expected. And then basically, like, did the guy do the wrong thing who's receiving the ball? Did he drop it? Was he out of position? All that stuff sort of gets corrected out of a lot of those numbers.
Okay.
Because when you look at completion percentage, didn't look like Jordan Love had a pretty good game. When you correct for the drops and the miscues on offense, his numbers look incredibly different.
Yeah. No, I agree.
But it's, to me, so the reason why I bring this up, and him leading in EPA and leading in all these different stats, I think he's top five in QBR again. He was last year. Part of the whole Josh Jacobs conversation is, hey, let's just trust Jordan Love a little bit more. Let's just let him, and Jason asked the question to Jordan and Matt LaFleur last week, let it rip. And I guess that's what I am, I wouldn't say I'm necessarily excited about if Josh Jacobs doesn't play, and leaving the door open for him to play was Matt LaFleur yesterday. But I'm just curious as to what it looks like. When, okay, this offense is now going back to let's run it through Jordan Love because he is going to be our best option to win football games. He's going to be our best option to go in and beat the Minnesota Vikings at home. So I'm just curious of when that flips over to, hey, everything's running through him versus everything running through Josh Jacobs. I want to know what that looks like. And that's part of the reason I'm curious of, okay, can this offense still be as good as we want it to be, potentially better if Josh Jacobs isn't on the field because it unlocks so many other things.
Is he a Pro Bowler right now? I mean, Stafford's one, right?
It's hard. The NFC is tough.
Yeah, and it's also hard to gauge because if you aren't a Packers beat writer or a Packers fan, you aren't going to look at that game and recognize how good that is unless you're watching tape on all 32
teams. Unless you're Mike
Tannenbaum
and the biggest Jordan Love defender on the planet.
Right, because like the Mina Kimes and the Dan Orlovskys and the Benjamin Solaks over at ESPN, they're watching tape and they're all talking about like, wow, that was an impressive game for Jordan Love. But if you pull up the box score, you go, what was this?
And
not everyone has time to do that. They've got other jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I would never expect Jason to be watching film of Trevor Lawrence to have an opinion on how his season's going because it's just not part of what you do. But that's also part and participle to making judgments on the guys you are talking about.
But I think, to a larger point, I think we're going to have this conversation in just a little bit when we do power rankings, Chew. I have no idea who's actually good in the NFC.
I don't either. I don't know who's good in the NFL. No, really.
What?
There's no one elite.
Because the problem is the two team, or even the three teams, the three best teams that I think are going to be probably the top three, maybe the Eagles are still in there. I don't know. But probably, arguably three of the top five teams are in the AFC right now of the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Colts. And how much are you trusting when we hit January football, Drake May, Indiana Jones, and Bo Nix?
I could say I don't trust Bo Nix at all.
No.
I trust his defense.
Yep.
Jones, he's proved to be trustworthy except for the pumpkin game he had last time we saw him. Drake May's been the best. Drake May's the MVP. Yeah.
You know, in a season like this where there's no elites, this is really where home field advantage, I think,
matters.
Becomes so important. You know? I mean, you don't have to get the number one seed to get the bye, but you definitely want home field advantage up until that.
But I look at any of those teams, and whoever gets, and Tausch I know has said this, I've been on this train, like whoever gets those number one seeds.
Yeah.
Like only having to win two games to get to the Super Bowl versus three, as flawed as a lot of these teams are.
Yes.
I like those, whoever wins those number one seeds.
And they still got time. I mean, we're 10 games in.
Yep.
So, you know, another four.
These next three for the pack.
I got to see market improvement in the next 5 weeks.
The next three games are going to make or break the Packers season.
Yeah.
If they go 2-1, everything's still in front of them. They go 1-2, they're fighting for a wild card with tough games down the stretch, including going to Denver, including hosting likely a desperate Baltimore team.
Yeah. Because this game, you guys agree, really did nothing for me.
It feels good to win.
It feels good to win, but...
Feels good to win.
I feel the same I did the week previous.
I feel a little bit better because you won.
Yeah, I mean, yes, literally the result. But like in terms of what I think they can achieve and can be, I don't feel that much different. Now, if I see a material change in the offense, then I'm starting to think, well, we've got something here.
But again, for them, it's just about stacking success. Something they literally haven't been able to do all year.
And
I think that's part of why. Yeah,
and
again,
and
that's a lot of Jordan.
Games,
yes. That's a big reason why.
Yes. Toyota-thon.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll dive into the Toyota-thon stuff because some things going around that caught my eye. We'll dive into Toyota-thon later, but we got to do power rankings coming up next. But it's back. Black Friday at Ewald Automotive Group. It's their biggest event yet. Shop vehicles with up to $10,000 off or 0% financing or zero down. They'll do whatever it takes to move all remaining 2025s. It's their biggest savings of the year, lowest interest rates, maximum trade values, and of course, because it's Ewald, you have a huge selection. I've trusted Ewald ever since I've moved to the Milwaukee area. You should be trusting Ewald, whether it's purchasing a new car, whether it's servicing your vehicle. Ewald always makes it easy. And Black Friday, back now at every Ewald location. Just go over to ewaldauto.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Just jump on it.
That's what he did.
Jump on it. Slow down. On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy was off yesterday. I am convinced that part of the reason he decided to come in today, he didn't want to miss power rankings. We got to get to it, see who the top 10 teams in the NFL
are. It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay. Good list. I think this is how I would have nailed it. So I think they finally did. And it's fair.
Okay.
So with that being said, number 10.
All right, Chewy thinks it's fair. And this team leads the division. This team's got 7 wins in 10 games. I think the Chicago Bears are 10.
I'm going to go Los Angeles Chargers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number 10. After a loss at the Bills, they're 6-4.
Interesting.
Thought that was pretty fair. Although I don't think, you know, Godwin and Evans have been out.
The Packers are better than the Bucs.
I don't see them as a Super Bowl team.
Neither do I. I think the Packers are better than them.
Okay.
And I don't think the Packers are in the top 10.
Okay. That's fair because they are 11.
Okay. So what, the Bears are 13?
12.
Oh, okay.
Should that be flip-flopped or no?
I think the Packers are better than the Bears, but the Bears find ways to keep on winning.
Yeah. Are you worried about a split?
No.
Really?
I am.
No.
In Chicago scares me.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, once again, that could be their Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, Gabe, I recognize they're not a good team. I'm not sure how good the Packers are.
That's fair. That's fair. We won't know till Thanksgiving. 9.
Again, you know what? They won a game with special teams. That should make me nervous. You're right, Josh. It should make me a little nervous.
Like, what do they have to do against Minnesota for you to say, okay, okay.
Packers?
Yeah.
Win by multiple scores.
Okay.
Like 10-plus points.
That's where I'm at. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Packers beat the Vikings by 10-plus points. And I understand that offense for Minnesota is not very good. JJ stinks. But that defense is still good.
Okay.
Number 9, I've got the Detroit Kitty Cats.
I have the 49ers.
Gabe is correct. The 49ers are 9 at 7-4. Don't they feel worse than that, though?
Yes and no.
Because nobody's been paying attention to them because Jones has been playing quarterback for so long. Brock Purdy did come back, looked pretty good, but they were also playing the Cardinals.
Yeah.
8.
Detroit.
This is where I have the Lions.
Lions are 8 at 6-4. Really boring game against the Eagles.
That Sam LaPorta injury could be bigger than we think. And a huge advantage for the Packers on Thanksgiving.
What's IR? 4?
4. So he's out against the Packers.
Okay. In a back, you don't know what that leads to.
Yeah.
You know, so. 7.
This is just a complete mix of, I don't know how much record is determining how these guys are ranked. I don't know what any of this means. Bills.
I'll go Seahawks.
Seahawks are 7. Are they the same team, though, as the Bills? God, and I'll give you another one. Don't the Bills feel worse than 7-3?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because they've had some like really bad losses.
Yeah.
You go down to Miami, you get boat raced.
Yeah.
Not good.
Doesn't feel great.
6.
Bills.
A.O.
Brian Dees.
6 touchdowns, a lot of touchdowns.
All right, let me ask you this. We'll get to it.
Josh Allen scored 6 touchdowns. He threw for 3 and ran for 3.
Overrated.
So I was doing primetime on Sunday on ESPN Radio. He is the only player in regular season NFL history to do that. He also did it last year in a loss against the Rams. The only other player to ever do it did it in a postseason game in the 50s, Otto Graham. 3 rushing touchdowns, 3 passing touchdowns. It's insane. It's outrageous.
Yeah, but do something for me.
He scored 6 touchdowns.
Just do something, though.
He scored 6 touchdowns.
Is he the modern day Dan Marino?
What else do you want from this man?
A Super Bowl win? Or how about this?
God, you and championships.
How about this? An AFC championship win. Josh is with me.
Maybe it'd be nice.
But that doesn't mean he's not a good player.
No, it doesn't. Nope.
5.
All right, I think okay.
Broncos.
Broncos. I have Broncos here.
Broncos are 5.
Okay.
Beat the Chiefs. Are the Chiefs done?
They're close.
No, yeah. But they're close.
Yeah.
They're close.
They're not going to win that division, but here's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to end up being that 7 seed, and whoever gets the 2 seed, like of those teams we were just talking about, like the Broncos, the Colts, or the Patriots, as the 2 seed, get to host the Chiefs in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your high seed.
Yeah. I would agree.
I could see this coming from a mile away.
4.
Colts.
Eagles.
The Colts. Good call, Joshy. I think they should maybe be a little higher.
Well, yeah, it's the classic. They had a bye week and they got worse.
But,
yeah.
But Gabe.
The Eagles have just been so ugly.
To your point, I'm waiting for them to kind of implode.
They just keep winning, though. That's a problem.
Yeah, it's true.
But you're waiting, right?
Yes.
Them and the Patriots to wake up to reality. 3.
Eagles.
Patriots.
What?
Yeah. Who's better, Patriots or
Patriots.
Colts?
Patriots.
Josh?
I don't know. I mean, Patriots. I like them more.
Both teams win at home, correct?
Like if they play each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Two.
I guess that's the Eagles.
Eagles are two.
I don't like that.
I would almost put them at four, though.
Are the Eagles the second best team in the NFL?
No, I don't think so. No, but they're going to coast to their division, probably.
Although, I mean, those are two big wins. You got to give them some street cred.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely. Going on the road to Green Bay and winning, and then winning at home against the Lions, yes.
And then one, obviously, is...
The Rams.
How good are they?
Very good. Yeah.
You intercept Sam Darnold four times and then have to hold your breath at the end of the game because you go 2-for-11 on third down and have put up 250 yards of offense. I don't know how good you are.
Devontae was dealing with an oblique. They weren't able to get Puka going the way that... But, I mean, they held that team who previous weeks had 28 and 35 points in the first half. If you want to take away the defensive touchdowns, you can make it 21 and 28 in the first half.
Well, let me ask you this. Looking back... Hindsight being what it is.
I mean, they still gave up a bleep ton of yards.
Should they have signed Devontae?
The Packers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I agree.
Yeah. All right. He's changed a little bit. He's not like such of a like explosive every type of guy, but he still wins downfield.
And he gets you third down.
And they just keep throwing it to him from the 1 yard line, and he is quick enough still and good enough still where he creates separation, catches it. And then you got 6 points.
He's like one of the only people where goal line fade is still an option in the NFL.
Is he leading the NFL in receiving touchdowns?
It wouldn't be shocking.
I think he has like 9 or 10.
All right, you tell me if they can win the Super Bowl. Rams?
Yes.
Eagles?
Yes.
Patriots?
No.
I don't think so.
Really? Colts?
No.
Broncos?
No.
AO?
Yes.
Seattle?
No.
Detroit.
Yes.
San Fran.
No.
No.
Tampa Bay.
No.
No.
Green Bay.
No.
How many teams you got?
I don't know. Like that's
not a lot.
I can't. I don't know. Like.
But that's what gives you hope for Green Bay.
100%. I was really high on the Rams until this game. Like they were outplayed. They were outplayed by the Seahawks at home.
But that's the thing.
But hold on, Josh.
When you're getting outplayed and winning.
Josh, if Seattle can somehow get home field advantage all the way through, then they can win it, right?
I don't trust Sam Darnold enough.
But Sam would only have to win 2 games if they get home field advantage, which is certainly still on the table for them.
He's still going to have to face some defenses.
Yes.
And Sam has looked great in the regular season when the stakes are the lowest. You ramp up stakes. It happened at the end of last year and then into the playoffs. And that seems to be a pretty consistent thing with him. And
I don't know if it's a consistent thing.
Well,
it was really the first time he got that opportunity.
I think what happens is, and we've seen this with other quarterbacks of his ilk, when the pressure gets raised and the speed of the defense and things change, he turns into, you can only cover up so much as a head coach for your quarterback. At some point, they have to take over.
I agree.
Daniel Jones, another instance of that.
Goodness. I want to amend. I think the Patriots can win the Super Bowl
if they get home field.
Yeah, which is on the table.
I just don't think
I think they can
AFC championship game if they have to go to
if they have to go on the road.
That's why it's so.
But I think they can get home games. I think they're on the short list. I have to put them on can.
Yeah.
We also don't know. We don't know what Drake May is in the postseason.
I got them straddling the line, just because Drake May hasn't played in the postseason. That's really the only thing that's making me.
Well, it's not like Vrabel's got this huge. I mean, Vrabel's living off of Belichick's reputation. Once you get to the postseason,
yes.
It's not like he had a ton of success in. I think he went to an AFC Championship game in Tennessee.
They were picked to be one of the worst rosters in the NFL.
Yeah,
New England was.
Yes,
mm-hmm. Josh McDaniels helps. He's pretty good.
Very much so.
Well, and honestly, the comfort of having Josh McDaniels knowing he's not going to get a head coaching job anywhere, I think is also pretty huge.
I would agree.
Because he's had those opportunities. Like, he's not going anywhere.
No.
He is in the perfect role
as
the OC in New England.
You think he knows it, though?
I think he does at this point.
He should. All right. Good list.
I think he does at this point. Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because when it comes to your home, the smart play, and it's always the smart play, trusting Gina Della and that team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. So many of us have done it here at ESPN Wisconsin. I'm just the latest, trusting them. They came through. The process they do is fantastic. It's awesome. They come through, kind of took a look at the windows. Okay, those are good, but let's talk about this front door. So I have a beautiful new front door for my house, thanks to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But this month, score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month. The great deal, 0% interest up to 72 months. Pella always hooking you up with great deals, so don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today. PellaWI.com.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
But remember he said his birthday?
Yeah.
Maybe we get a little freaky?
Yeah. Like it's, and everyone's like, oh, look at our horny little boy. We're so good for him. Like, everybody's so supportive of Giannis, they just kind of look past it.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It is Toyota-thon season, Chew.
Mm-hmm.
Which here in Green Bay means one thing. The start of Jordan Love cooking. And Joshy shared this yesterday, because obviously he follows Darren Rovell, a big Darren Rovell guy. That's the one thing I've always known about Josh DiMaggio.
He's a hate follow.
A huge Darren Rovell guy. Rovell put out there yesterday that Panini, which is a card company, you've done work with Panini.
I'm with Panini.
Yeah, you've done some work with Panini before. Yep. So they have collabed with Toyota to make 250 Jordan Love worn sweater cards. So Jordan Love wearing a Mary Toyota-thon sweater. They cut up the sweater, put it as part of the card, and now it is available at going to be at a handful of dealerships to give out over the course of the next month with Toyota-thon now upon us. And then they have, as part of the card, Jordan Love's Toyota-thon stats, the stats he has put up throughout Toyota-thon. Pretty good. Pretty good. For the last handful of years, through Toyota-thon, Jordan Love is 11-5. He's thrown for 3,719 yards, 28 touchdowns to just 2 interceptions. Toyota-thon's when Jordan Love cooks.
What, do you want one of the cards?
No.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, again, a picture of Jordan wearing the Toyota-thon sweater, and then there's a little bit of that sweater that is a part of the card. It's, look, I don't know where this started. Which Packers, because I assume it just started on Packers Twitter of somebody just doing something dumb when Jordan Love was cooking a couple of seasons ago in his first year as the starter.
Yeah.
And going, oh, Jordan Love being good is lined up with Toyota-thon for whatever reason. But good on Toyota for taking advantage.
I feel like it has a lot to do with the fact that as you're watching Jordan Love cook in this season, you're probably getting served that advertisement a lot.
Oh, yeah. You see the woman in the red sweater in the Toyota dealership.
And you start making connections.
Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Please.
Is it time to put away the ugly sweaters for about 20 years?
Yes.
It's kind of stupid now. True. I mean, they're
been
Mike Sherman. They're beating a dead horse. The fridge is full.
When people
feeding
are
a fed horse
again, we've been honestly in this portion of the cycle for a while. When people are purposefully making ugly sweaters for you to buy, you're missing the point of the ugly sweaters.
When you were goodwilling it and finding legitimately hideous old 80s and early 90s sweaters, that to me, hey, funny, I get it. But now they're making like screen printed.
It's just a shelf life. And Joshy, I know you're not a big fan, and I'm not a big fan. It's like, all right, Friendsgiving, you have 3 more years, brother. And then shelve it for 20. Right? Some things just need a shelf life.
But and then again naturally
then
comes
back.
Yeah.
Right? But I think ugly sweaters are probably tops on that list.
I am thankful that I do not have any friends who do the ugly sweater
wouldn't
parties.
Wouldn't take place.
See, but we already know. You're all bluster, pal. You're all bluster.
No.
Mussolini, if there was one that Mussolini really wanted to go to, guess what you're doing, bud?
I'd go. Would I be in an ugly sweater myself? Not a chance.
See, now I think you'd look good in an ugly sweater.
What does
with
that
the beard? Huh?
Say about me?
Wearing the hat? No.
What are you saying about Joshy?
He's just jolly.
I don't think when people talk to me, they think jolly.
I do. I think it's the beard.
I've known you.
It's kind of an angry jolly, though.
It can't be angry jolly.
You can't?
No.
Put it on the poll. Can you be angry jolly?
Well, they put sweet and salty together. Yeah,
that is the problem. Twitter has been down all morning. Yeah, sweet and salty works together as a flavor combination. Angry jolly as a personality doesn't work.
You don't think so?
No.
You can't be both?
I don't think so. You're either jolly or you're angry.
Not fair.
Like, you have somebody that you call angry. That is a nickname that you have for a person in your life.
And he's angry. It took me 3 minutes to give him that nickname.
Is he ever jolly?
Big Miller Lite guy. Big Miller Lite guy.
See, me and angry have that in common. Yeah. Put a couple brewskis in me, I might be a little more jolly, a little more talkative.
You know what the best thing about angry is?
Yeah, but even when Josh gets more talkative, I wouldn't necessarily call it jolly.
No.
But see, he's just more talkative.
Angry, when we have, you know, a gathering, I wouldn't call it a party.
Okay.
He loves to clean. And I think he loves to clean so he can escape. That's why he's great.
Well, and you respect that.
There's nothing better. Well, I'll put it this way, Josh. There's nothing worse than waking up after a night, getting after it a little bit, and having a dirty house. You know, when you wake up and you're like, oh, yeah. I don't want to deal with
it. I most often will make extra effort to clean night of.
That's why. And Josh, he does it to escape, I bet.
It's part escaping. It's part knowing I'm not going to feel good tomorrow, and I'm not going to want to deal with this standing at the kitchen sink doing dishes, all that. So let's just get it done with.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a beer.
Yeah.
Post up in the kitchen. Take care of some things.
And angry's great at the 2 minute warning. When it's time to go, it's time to go.
Josh and Hartland does bring up that Joshy does have the best laugh on these airwaves.
Yes, it's a jolly laugh.
Oh boy, Joshy, we got evidence
that
piling up against you.
That is fair.
We got evidence piling. I mean, that's about as strong of a case as anyone can make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John in Milwaukee saying that Josh has a Yukon Cornelius jolliness.
Yeah. And a look.
Well, just because he looks like Yukon Cornelius doesn't mean that he's jolly.
Did Yukon have glasses?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
If Joshy was able to grow out the mustache a little bit and kind of point it out to the sides, I think he would have
a
really
good
Halloween. Should I add that to the look? The manicured.
Straight out. Again, you don't want to curl it like Raleigh, because I think that the Yukon Cornelius is kind of more straight out to the side. But
Could be problematic.
Yeah, that's, again, I don't know how much manicuring it takes to be able to get it to stay like that.
Too much.
Yeah. That's
you know what
sure.
we could do, Josh? That'd be a good Halloween costume for me and you. I was going with this Bumble. Because we are getting towards Bumble season.
What does that mean?
You don't know
I got
to
reach everything up high. Can you put the star on the tree?
Are you unfamiliar with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
I understand it. I don't, but Bumble part of it is escaping me.
The Bumble is the abominable snowman.
Abominable snowman. It'd be a good costume for me and Josh.
UConn calls him the Bumble.
Yeah.
So Chewy goes as Bumble, you go as UConn. Call it a day.
I got to admit, my red nose the reindeer knowledge is not as brushed up as it should be.
Yeah, but that's a must watch.
Watched it more times than I can count.
I mean, that's...
But undivided attention, not so much.
You know what Christmas movie I am addicted to now, but it's so creepy?
Creepy Christmas movie that Chewy would be addicted to.
It's weird.
What one?
Polar Express.
It is weird. The animation's strange. It's a little creepy. Yeah.
The eyes freak me out.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Well, because I remember being excited for that movie. I loved that book as a kid. Like, that was a must read. And then, Tom Hanks is involved.
Yes,
this is going to be good.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
It is a little
creepy.
I don't think
I've seen it since I saw it the first time.
Ah, watch it again. It's good. With a little bevy.
Was there a Panda Express.
The very different expresses. Both very good, but both very different.
I remember
different.
Doing that in grade school where we'd all sit there, we'd turn off the lights, we'd have hot cocoa, and it was like the last day before winter break.
I don't know if there was an original Polar Express.
Or maybe was it just
one.
The book? And
maybe somebody just read the book. Yeah. I'm not sure. But the book
doesn't
remember vividly as a kid. Vividly. And the movie was... All right, we'll see if we were able to put anything on the Infinity Exteriors poll, because Twitter's been down all morning. Because again,
I did get it posted. Will people see it? I don't know.
I'm very curious if you can be jolly and angry at the same time. That's next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Josh DeMazur here for my friends at Wanna Parlay, my favorite daily fantasy sports app with the absolute largest payouts on parlays. You've heard me talk about them before, but it's football season and it is time to play. I'm looking at Woody Marks to score an anytime touchdown on Thursday, the Packers to win on the money line, the Chiefs to win on the money line, and Derrick Henry to score two touchdowns. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and when you decide to upload money to play and get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. Put in $20, they'll give you $20 more. Download the Wanna Parlay app, use promo code JGC, and let's play the world's richest parlay today. You must be 18 years or older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Hey, everyone who I let try borscht likes it. They don't love it. But it's a liver.
What an endorsement.
This is your pitch.
But hold on.
Hey, yeah, like, guys, good luck. I don't even have to talk anymore.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Please, once your Twitter account is working, head over to the @JenGabeChewy account and vote in today's Infinity Exteriors poll. Can you be, quote, angry jolly? Right now, 62.5% of people saying no. You cannot be angry jolly.
Big win for you, Chewy.
Yeah, I'd take that. I don't know the math, but it feels good.
37.5%.
I'll take that. That's solid. That's a win in my book. I covered.
Yeah, again, Joshy is angry, but he does have the best laugh. And again, when you think of jolly, you think of good laughs. Josh's got the best one on ESPN Wisconsin.
Is angry the right way to describe me? Because I don't feel like I'm angry.
You're angry, but again, if I had to choose between those two words, were the two words, I'd lean more towards angry than jolly.
I don't know you get agitated. Is that fair?
He's like Costanza.
Irascible?
When Costanza's like, well, if you look like you're frustrated, people think you're busy. And I feel like that's Joshy. Like, he's just, there's a little agitation.
Yeah, there is. It's a positive, though.
A little exasperation.
That's a positive.
I think so.
In what way?
Keeping people grounded.
I got a lot to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You're the boss.
That's right. Important decisions happen.
Have
in
you
this
been
brain.
Delegating to what do we call Will now?
He's full time Will.
Full time Will. Full time. The guy shows up at 9:30. How the hell is that full time?
He actually gets here around like 7:30, 8 in the morning.
Yeah, he
you just don't see him.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sticks around also. You know, past 9. Would you consider yourself full time?
Yes.
You're
because
out
there's
of
an
here.
Equation.
You're
much
out of here
like,
in 10 seconds.
Yeah, but QBR this thing. I'm here at 6:20. Okay. So. There's
so
a
the
scale
6:20
there, right,
to 7:20 counts as 3
suddenly,
hours.
Wait. Suddenly Mr. Analytics wants analytics?
Look.
When it comes to him?
Whenever I fill out stuff for this station, I check full-time, not part-time.
Willie and Tausch coming up next.